Today is a big day for Olympic men's hockey as Team Canada faces off against the USA in a preliminary round that could be a dry run for the final. This year's Canadian team is a powerhouse of NHL stars. Canadians say it's their version of America's dream team in basketball back in the 90s. That means it's a team under enormous pressure. Of all the gold medals in the Winter Olympics, this is the one that means the most to Canadians. In Vancouver, NPR's Martin Costi introduces us to some of those fans.
How you doing, Molson Canadian Hockey House?
This is the hospitality tent run by Molson, the Canadian brewery. The entrance is a 20-foot-high maple leaf, and inside it's beer, big screens, and hockey memorabilia. It's as good a place as any to try to get a glimpse into the average Canadian's hockey-obsessed psyche. Two grown men are playing a kind of hockey foosball. The two-dimensional players spin around under a plexiglass dome.
Bubble hockey.
Bubble hockey.
This is table.
Do you have
hockey.
One of these at home?
Table hockey.
As a kid, we used to have it at home. That's why we're here now. Because our wives won't let us have them at home. We're allowed to have sewing rooms, but no bubble hockey.
Bob Gilbo has actually named his bubble hockey players after real NHL stars.
That's a Joe Thornton. Joe Thornton's shoes. Oh, Luongo.
From guys like Bob and his buddy Graham West, you'd expect some pro-Canada bravado ahead of today's game, but you'd be wrong.
Hopefully the better team will come out on top and set the tone. And
you're being so polite and gentle.
They really are. Cockiness just doesn't seem to come naturally to these Canadian fans, something even their Prime Minister, Stephen Harper, recognized in a recent speech.
I know that thoughts of grandeur or boisterous displays of nationalism we tend to associate with others.
Harper didn't say which others he was referring to there, but he did say it's time for Canadians to do a little flag waving of their own. And in fact, they have. This weekend, the streets of Vancouver are full of people literally draped in their national flag. Still, this boisterous display, as the Prime Minister would put it, is still very tame, even as the big game looms.
I think it's probably going to be close, but I think Canada's probably going to take it.
John Walker is out for a stroll with his family, all of them wearing Canadian jerseys.
It'd be a good game.
Can't you be obnoxious?
I'd like to be, but we're Canadians.
In fact, in 2 hours of interviews with these Canadian fans, we got zero trash talk. Except for this guy.
Why do you want to talk about a predetermined loss?
Now here we go, a Canadian willing to taunt the Yank. Lloyd Niles, wearing his Canada jersey and a winter hat with ear flaps, seems ready to let us have it. And then he just can't do it.
Actually, it's going to be a good game. There are good players on both sides.
Yes.
Canada should ought to win, but we are so polite, we'll probably let you in and not complain.
But there may be more at work here than simple Canadian politeness. Some fans are worried about jinxing things. Their team had a shaky start last week. On Thursday, Canada played to a tie against Switzerland, taking the game in an overtime shootout. And across the board, Canadians have not won as many medals as they'd hoped, despite the millions spent by a government program confidently named Own the Podium. That program has come in for a little mockery lately by U.S. athletes, such as snowboarder Nate Holland.
The Canadians claim they're going to own the podium, but that's fine. They can take that thing home. We're just going to rent it for the month.
Now, you see, that's trash talk, courtesy of the country that perfected it. USA. Martin Costi, NPR News, Vancouver.